Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have to do it.
Giants need to keep winning games in order to stay relevant and stay in the race for the wild card. They take on the Cubs to start the three-game set, but they face a guy by the name of Alec Mills. Who are the Giants facing when they face Alec Mills tonight?
Kind of an unproven guy. You know, we got him from Kansas City a couple of years back. He's been pitching mostly in the minor league since then. He's not going to blow you away with velocity. He's got pretty good touch, good breaking ball, can change speeds with his breaking pitch. And so I'm not sure exactly. I know Joe Maddon likes him. Joe liked him in spring training. He thought he had a chance to be, you know, a fourth or fifth starter type guy. So we'll see. He's just very limited in terms of his major league experience. I personally have not seen a lot of him. I liked what he did his last time out. Gave up three runs in the first and then got through six without giving up any more. It looks like he's a pretty good idea of what he's doing out there. He's not going to throw 95 miles per hour. He's more of a 90, 91 guy with a good breaking ball.
I want to go back to Madison Bumgarner, and the Cubs are one of the teams on his no-trade list where he would have to approve a trade. Well, in your mind, would the Cubs have interest in Bumgarner? And if you were trying to make a case to Bumgarner, hey, waive this no-trade clause, why would you do it for the Cubs?
I don't think the Cubs would have interest in it. I think the Cubs would be more interested in one of the bullpen arms, Smith or maybe Watson. They're looking for a left-handed reliever. I think they might have had a little more interest in Bumgarner or any other starting pitcher that's available or potentially available. But Yu Darvish seems to have turned a corner. Cole Hamels is about to come off the injured list. So I think they feel pretty comfortable about their starting situation right now. And I think they also have some payroll concerns where they don't want to spend a whole lot of money. So I think they would be looking for a relief arm. But to answer your question, how would you sell the Cubs to Bumgarner or anybody else who had them on their list? It would be, you get a chance to play for a really good club. For Joe Maddon and a team that's had a lot of recent success and has a legitimate shot at making a pretty deep playoff run.
Cubs analyst Jim DeShays joining us, 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Jim, you said the Cubs could be looking for a left-hand reliever. Then why did they deal, was it Mike Montgomery they dealt to the Royals just the other day? Why did they make that move if they're still looking for a lefty?
They weren't real bullish on Montgomery. He hadn't really thrown the ball all that well this year and last year either. I mean, Mike was good for us. He got the final out of the World Series in 2016. He was kind of a dependable swing man between the rotation and the bullpen, but he was not a lockdown lefty reliever. And then there was a need that Wilson Contreras hurt his foot, and so they needed to get some catching depth. Martin Maldonado was available, and Montgomery was the price. So it was a combination of factors that Montgomery didn't really fit as a dominant lefty reliever type and the need at the catching position.
Jim, before we let you go, and we do thank you for your time today on 95.7 The Game, how good is this Cubs team? I know they're 7-3 in their last 10. Bryant looked like he is back to form, return to form after a disappointing 2018. Rizzo's red hot right now. How good is this Cubs team, and do you think Maddon will be able to get a contract extension with the way they're playing right now? Are they close to being that World Series championship team, or are they just, you know, one of the teams in the NL that's going to be nip and tuck in a tier behind the LA Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird because we played a lot of baseball already this year, and it's still hard to know exactly what they are. They've had a couple really good stretches, but aside from that, they've had long stretches of pretty mediocre baseball. There isn't the depth in the lineup that there was a couple of years ago, and there isn't the dominating starting pitching that they had in 2016. So I think they're good enough to win the division, But I could also see them falling flat and going home at the end of the year. They're kind of dangerous in the postseason, though. Again, right. I think Darvish is a huge key. So if you got Darvish throwing the ball really well, John Lester, Cole Hamels, Kyle Hendricks, you've got a group of starting pitchers there that should be able to keep you in any playoff series. The Dodgers are the best team in the National League. And it seems to me like it's not really that close. But you get into a seven-game playoff, and I think anything can happen. And that's therein lies the hope for all these other clubs.
And we'll see you, Darvish, in game number two and John Lester in game three of this three-game set between the Giants and the Cubs. Jim, we thank you so much for the time today. Have a good call, and we'll see you at the park.
All right, guys, great to be with you, and enjoy the bidet.
Absolutely. Bidets. A lot of texts. I'll read some of the texts.
Can you?
I will. Pro bidets coming up on 95.7 The Game. I hear you can get some cheap ones, JD. $30 a pop. Bidets.
Elaine is looking at the three of us like, what the heck did I just walk into?
Yeah, guys. Why am I here?
No, I'm down for the bidet conversation.
Are you?
We're going to have a lot. We're going to be talking baseball, 49ers football, and bidets coming up on 95.7 The Game with Jim Cullzamore, John Dickinson, and Bonta Hill. 888-957-9570. Should we invest in bidets and should the Giants sell? They're 50-50 right now. That's a tease for you guys. Cullz is loving this. Helena, I don't know what you walked into. Bidets, are you pro bidet?
Heck yeah. There's bidets on both floors of the bar that I work at.
Seriously?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
What? That address.
How do you, Mallard? I need to go out there.
Yeah, I know.
I need to go out there. What's the latest?
There will be one working one.
I need to hear my music.
All right, what's happening on 95.7? There we go. What's the latest, Elena?
What's happening on the game? Hi, what's happening on the game brought to you by Canon. Giants stay hot, taking 3 of 4 from the Mets over the weekend as they welcome the Cubs for a three-game series. The Giants have won 15 of their last 18 games, and with the July 31st trade deadline looming, are the Giants still sellers? Bonte, Coase, and JD will ask MLB insider John Heyman when he joins at 1:30. Later on the Damon Bruce Show, Damon and Darren Smith will discuss with Giants analyst Tim Flannery. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. A's split an exciting series in Minnesota and start a big three-game divisional matchup in Houston tonight. Are you ready for some football? Training camp opens up this Friday, but will 49ers drop draft pick Nick Bosa report to camp? Damon and Darren will ask another Ohio State Buckeye 8-year NFL linebacker vet James Laurinaitis at 3 o'clock. More on bidets with Bonte, Coase, and JD after the break. I'm Elaine Matsourkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dude, that is about...
What did you start here, Coase?
I know, that is about the greatest bump in that you could ever get.
Oh,
someone is paying attention to the show.
Oh, my Lord.
If you know the band, Toto. As we tell you that Toto, the bidet, is the greatest invention known to mankind.
We're not talking Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
That's Mount Toto Moore. I'm just doing dibs
all right,
bit now.
Still in dibs bit. God, who's on the Toto Mount? The Mount Toto Moore. I don't even know more than one or two Totos.
I would say the three that I know are the band, the bidet, and the dog.
The dog.
And my dog Toto too. That's all I know. Is there another Toto that I'm missing?
I don't think there's another Toto, JD.
Unless that is a word in a different language, Toto.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm in Dib's chair right now. This is uncomfortable.
It looks uncomfortable.
And he swears by it.
You look uncomfortable now, Coase.
It feels uncomfortable.
You do look like
he
a little...
He does 4 hours in this thing.
Are you going with the beard, by the way? Both you guys, JD. I got to give JD props. He started growing out the beard early in the basketball season.
Yeah.
Very nicely groomed. Very nicely groomed. Coase, I don't know what the hell you got going on here.
It is a mess, isn't it?
It is a mess.
We actually talked about it over the weekend.
Yes.
JD
has been helping.
Beard off.
We had a little.
We did.
A little beard off.
JD, this is the first time I've ever tried to do this, and I'm a 55-year-old man, and I can't grow a beard. JD has been helping me. He's been schooling me. And, you know, like, you got to get a line. He brought his razor the other day.
Did you bring the razor?
I swear. Yeah,
he brought a demonstration?
He'd asked me about it.
Beard
coach.
He's
a beard coach.
Yeah. I know. I have a beard coach. Hilarious. But I've never had a beard, and I'm trying to grow one. I tried to grow one at the end of the NBA season, and then I had to do an event for NBC on the East Coast, so I had to shave. And then from that point on, I think it was May 17th. I have not shaved since then.
How'd it go over in Japan?
You know what?
Did the wifey like it?
No. All the women in my house hate it. Like, one of my daughters won't even kiss me anymore.
Wow.
I know. They hate it. And then they said, well, just grow it into a Jesus beard, because they all go to Catholic school, so they want me to grow it out all scraggly. But I don't even know how to trim the darn thing, because I've never had one of these. So JD brought his equipment to show me how it snaps together and how you have it at a certain level what you do. Yeah. So how long have you had your growth?
Man, you know what? In high school, I had nothing, right? I didn't get this baby. I couldn't grow facial hair up until I was about 25.
I'm 55. I can't do
it. It's 25. So once I had a job at UPS, I was in management, so I couldn't have a beard or anything. Mm-hmm. And once I left
it's like the Yankees under Steinbrenner.
Right, yeah, right? It was just weird.
Tight chip
weird.
Over there.
It was weird. And so I grew out the beard, and I've had it for about 10 years now. And it grows fast, man. I got the razor. I got the liners.
Really? You got everything?
I got everything.
You got the, like the electric.
The electric,
to keep it to you. So that's the part I have a problem with.
Keep it clean.
That's what I need to know how to do. Because I got a bunch of stragglers all over the place.
Right. Like my mustache grows crazy. I could just line it up there, have it looking good.
I got to get that thing. Yeah, I got to get that.
Real quick.
And what's the brand again? Yours?
What is mine?
It's the one blade.
It Toto?
It's not Toto. That's what it is.
Toto doesn't have a brand. No Toto brand?
I can't believe I told that guy not to use it as a drinking fountain.
Until not nobody text line. Absolutely love Toto from the 408 and his song, but Kohler for the best bidet is best. Oh. That's Moose. 510, Toto Santos Plaza in Concord. So there's another Toto's in Concord.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to look it up.
I haven't been there. 650, grew up with bidets in my old country of origin. Moved to the U.S.
Really?
And always wondered why the U.S. is so far behind on tushy care.
Yes.
I have the $30 ones.
Dude, I'm good.
You could buy off of Amazon.
You know, again, I like to think that my tush is worth a little bit more than that.
But, I do, too.
But, you know, I'm willing to pay top dollar. I had budgeted $5,000 to buy one of these.
See,
I'm not kidding. I know you're not.
So you must not be a fan of baby wipes, did. Is it too much work?
No. I like baby wipes, but this is such next level stuff. This is like going in. Listen, I don't want your 200 level course. I am going straight 400 level course when it comes to
top shelf.
Yes,
we're going top shelf.
Top shelf.
I can go a couple of hundred, maybe even push a grand. I can't go $5,000.
I had budgeted that. Now I don't know what the cost is going to be, but I had budgeted $5,000.
So you're all in on it.
I'm totally
you're all in. On.
Hey, Santa, I think is going to bring.
The Jimmer of bidet?
The whole Cozumel family. So I know when I write my letter to Santa, I know it's number one on the list, and it could very well show up on Christmas morn, being that the Warriors won't be playing this year on Christmas.
When's your birthday?
January 2nd.
Ah.
It's the worst birthday on the calendar.
Yeah, it is.
It's
pretty
awful.
It is pretty crappy.
It's the day everyone quits partying from the holidays, and it's the day that they all say, I'm going to start eating clean and going to the gym. And it's like my birthday. I'm like, come on, let's go.
That does kind of suck. I'm not going to lie.
It's awful.
It's like having a birthday on Christmas, right?
And my father, God bless his soul, always reminded me that he couldn't even write me off because I came after the first of the year. So I wasn't even a write-off that first year. Wow. Awful. Awful. Wow. I'm not a good kid.
By the way, from the 707, don't flush those baby wipes.
Don't flush
fellow
the baby
plumbers,
wipes.
Fellow plumbers, thank you.
Yes, that's true. Don't flush the baby wipes, people. I like the baby wipes, but it's nowhere near the bidet experience.
No, I hear you. By the way, from the 510, you have to try the 5,000 version. It is incredible.
Seriously?
For $5,000, the bidet better
it
be
better
incredible.
Be. There better
it better be top
there better
of the
be
line.
A co-ed coming in to wipe me up is what's going on for $5,000. All right?
We're going to have a little lunch break at 12:30. Your top three headlines around the Bay Area. I got to move on, Coles. I got to move on here to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Alex in Oakley. He wants to talk about Japanese baseball and the San Francisco Giants here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Alex?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing great.
We're good.
So the best tip I can give you guys for Japanese baseball is check out the Yakult Swallows. I think they play at the Meiji Jingu Stadium there in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
The key is there's a hotel right next door, and if you get a room up on the fourth or fifth floor, the windows overlook the outdoor stadium. So you can go check out Tokyo, check out all the great things to see, and then in the afternoon, come home and you got a game, playing out from your window. And the rates are, super reasonable. We went out there for the A's-Mariners game, And it was amazing because we go out to the Tokyo Dome to catch that. And then the next 3 days in a row, there was, baseball from our room. The days were out of this world.
Yes.
Worth the ticket to Tokyo for that alone. But that's my suggestion there.
You know what? I'm looking at pictures. Yeah, I'm checking out pictures right now of the Meiji Jingu Stadium. And I'm trying to find the hotel that you're talking about here. I've got some. Now, explain the experience for the game, though. How into it?
He's gone.
I wanted to know about the fans and how they're into it. And because the game I went to, every different batter has a different cheer that the fans do. The atmosphere is phenomenal. The game I went to was indoor, the Tokyo Dome. He's talking about a stadium that's open air. And it's my understanding that they have these balloons that everyone blows up and they let go at the seventh inning stretch. There are a bunch of really cool things that happen in game. So I'm talking myself into another trip to Tokyo, into Japan. It's phenomenal.
You're selling me on Tokyo.
Yeah, you got to go.
I may go next year with the Olympics.
Oh, that's right.
The Olympics, Summer Olympics,
JD. If you could do that. Let me know, because I will give you a handful of things that I think you should do, but you will not be sorry.
Now, for a guy who is a baller on a budget, I mean, I'm not rolling
not
like you, Coles. I'm not spending $5,000 on bidets.
That's true.
How much should a guy budget for a trip to Japan?
That's a good question, because we kind of went a little above what we normally do. Like you see me come to work, right?
You splurged.
I brought my lunch and I brought my dinner, because I'm going to work at NBC after this today. I don't spend a lot of money in other areas, but we splurged this time. We had like a private tour guide who came in each city, and so we were kind of around $20,000 for this trip. But I mean, we typically wouldn't.
That's a family of five.
That's a family of five.
Family of five.
And here's the other thing: you have to remember this in Japan. So we have five. We had to get two hotel rooms in every city we went to. They don't allow five people in one room.
Why?
That's just their rules. Cabs. If we ever took a cab, we had to get two cabs because they don't allow more than three people in a cab.
That's weird.
It's the way they live. So I'm buying two hotel rooms. I'm buying two cabs. I'm doing a lot of stuff that normally you'd save. No Ubers over there.
No Lyft.
No Lyft, no Uber.
Wow.
You got to go straight cab. And they're very nice. They're all very nice. They're fine. So the price tag was probably more than I had thought it was going to be, but it was worth every penny. So you guys, believe me, you guys can both do it with the flights. If you know it, if you know you want to go now, you guys could probably do it on, I don't know, $2,500.
Not bad.
That's not bad, right?
It's been a...
How long are you staying? 5 days?
5 days.
$2,500.
Maybe if I wanted to do
$2,500.
That, it didn't fly to maybe Bali or Thailand or go out there to...
Yeah. You got points? Yeah. You got miles? You got points?
I don't know how many points. JD has points. JD's the one who travels around here.
You know what? That's who I want to hang with is JD.
You
must have so many points.
I got points.
You can go anywhere you want on the planet.
Yeah, I can go a lot of places.
Yeah, that's good for
and
you.
I do.
Well, you should.
No, I really don't.
Well, you should, though.
Yeah, I know I should. We were talking about that over the weekend, too. Just do it.
We were. Just do it.
Just
That's the thing.
Just do it.
I just want you to know, most of my life, I've spent working or thinking about work. And I don't have a lot of life experience. And I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, you know, I've always wanted to go to Japan. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Japan. I've always wanted to go to a game at Notre Dame Stadium. You know what I'm doing on my anniversary? Taking my wife to Notre Dame Stadium. We're going to go see Notre Dame play.
You know what? You got to keep her there.
You know,
you got to keep her there to ride with you on the anniversary date and go to a football game.
Yep. The day before, we're going to a Cub game at Wrigley. And then the next day, we're going to Notre Dame to see the Irish play. She's not a big sports fan, but she'll just go because, you know, she knows I've always wanted to do it. You know my wife.
Yeah.
JD knows my wife.
I do.
Well.
It's a keeper, JD.
Yeah.
Like,
I took my girl. Much tougher than
did
I
did a show with your wife.
That's right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, remember back in the day?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's true.
She was doing radio, TV?
Yeah, she was on TV.
On TV,
And then
and
she
did
was,
some radio, too.
Yeah, and then she did a morning. She filled in for a week on a morning show with another guy.
Yeah.
And JD was part of it. Yeah. So, yeah, my wife's far more talented than I. She's a real estate agent now. She's far more talented at being a real estate agent than I am as a broadcaster. She was a broadcaster. Far more talented as a broadcaster than me as a broadcaster. So it's not even close. Like, how we were able to survive on me and my abilities, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
God is watching over us.
I'm just surprised she let you go. She allowed you to go to a baseball game in Japan.
Yep.
And she's allowing you to take her to Notre Dame Stadium.
Yep.
For our anniversary date.
Actually, anniversary date, September 14th.
That's crazy.
It is.
Let's go out there ready in San Francisco, 888-957-9570. 9570. What's up, Reddy? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, how you guys doing? Yeah, I just want to talk to you. I heard you guys talking about the Japanese baseball. I actually did a Japanese baseball tour about 4 or 5 years ago, so I hit up about 8, 10 different stadiums.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Like what you described. The experience is unbelievable. It's completely different from American baseball. It's all, you know, stereotypes. I don't want to throw them out, but the Japanese are very cordial,
yep,
organized. So the cheering is funny. You don't cheer during the when the away team is batting. You don't cheer. You only cheer when your home team is batting.
Yep.
They got away sections, home sections. It's a very cool experience. I still don't understand the seventh inning stretch with the balloons. You know, everybody does it, but I have no idea what's going on. It's pretty funny. It's a good time, though. They got the best thing is about the beer. They got all these, you know, all the girls with the small mini kegs on their back, and they're running up and down.
They are adorable.
Beer straight on the keg.
Oh, God, they are great. You're right. I don't know how they could do it, but for 9 innings, they're up and down the aisles with those mini kegs, and they got smiles on their faces the whole time. Hey, did you set that tour up on your own, or did you go through a company to set up the tour of Japanese baseball games at different parks?
So I planned everything on my own, the map and the cities, but actually buying the tickets, I went through I think there's a couple of old U.S. expats who are over there who will buy you the tickets, and you can do it for sumo wrestling as well.
Mm-hmm.
The actual planning was all done on my own, but the actual buying of the tickets and stuff was done through a website. I forgot the guy's names, but if you search for it on Google, like U.S. Japanese baseball tickets, it's usually the first or second site that pops up.
Yeah, you know what? That is a tour I would love to do, even though I've been to Japan doing a bunch of other things. And I tried to do sumo. There was a sumo match going on in Nagoya, which is about a 40-minute bullet train ride.
You nailed the names.
Where I was. Thank you.
You nailed these Japanese city names.
Nagoya Dragons match as well. So I was in Nagoya for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So I was in Osaka, and it was a 40-minute bullet train ride, and I just couldn't make it work fine. It was like $200 round trip, and I wouldn't have been guaranteed tickets, but I really wanted to go to sumo while I was there. I thought that would have been cool, too. All right.
Thanks, Reddy.
If anybody ever gets to see the Japanese baseball games, it's a great experience.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it to anybody.
Yeah. Yep, that's a good pull on your part. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And the previous caller was talking about the Yakult Swallows. I'm looking at the hotel right now, and he's absolutely right. You're across the road, but you're in one of the higher floors, and you can look down on the field and see what's going down. It is really cool. I'm using the Google Earth.
Keep that up.
Okay,
because I will, at the break, look at that.
Cool.
I'm intrigued with that. Yep. A lot of Japanese baseball, a lot of bidet talk, a lot of Giants talk here on 95.7 The Game. So I think now, fellas, it's time to take a little lunch break. It's lunchtime. You're out with the coworkers and friends. We want you to be in the loop. It's time for the lunch break.
What the f*** happened last night? Don't you just hate feeling out of the loop? Well, lucky for you, it's time for the lunch break.
There we go, losing that license
donut.
Again.
Yeah.
We are here to help you digest the most appetizing stories you might have missed. Now, with Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson, here's Bonte Hill.
It's actually a lunch break with John Dickinson and Jim Kozibor.
Yeah.
Steiny's out there in Europe. Who the hell knows what he's doing? Probably has a beer in one hand. Guru is probably in the Yoon thinking about how he's going to beat Jordan Bell when he comes to town with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I got JD and Coles. We're going to have a little lunch break here, and we'll have the top three headlines around the Bay Area. Number one, obviously, the Giants stay hot. Fellas, real quick, are the Giants the biggest story in all of sports right now?
You know what? It's kind of funny. What have they won? 14 of 17?
Yep.
The team across the bridge has won 14 of 18.
It's true.
Why does no one talk about them? The Giants are, what's a bigger story in sports? Is it England winning the Cricket World Cup?
I don't know about that one.
That's not it. It might be. The Giants might be the biggest. The Giants might be the baddest story. You know what's knocking them off the table? It's the fact that this is the first week of NFL camps. That might be a bigger story because it's the NFL.
The answer is no.
Oh,
and
wow.
The reason is because the NFL started.
I'll kick it around a while. You just go right for the no.
He just went right for the jugular, JD.
That's all I got.
That's all you got there? All right, Giants took 3 of 4 from the Mets. Huge three-game series starting tonight against the Cubs at Oracle Park. The number two headline here in the Bay Area, the A's. You mentioned it, Colts. The second hottest team in baseball. Right now, they're the second wild-card team in the American League, and they begin a three-game set with the Houston Astros tonight down in Houston. Can the A's, fellas, catch the Astros in the AL West? And if you can have a third baseman for the next 10 years, who would you rather have? Alex Bregman or Matt Chapman?
Man, that second one's a tough one. You want to start, JD?
JD's stuck on it. He's
that's
like,
tough one. Give me. I'm going to say Chapman for the next 10 years.
For the next 10 years, I take Chapman hands down.
Yeah,
and I know Bregman's great. Like if you and I are picking a draft and you take Chapman and I have to take Bregman, I don't feel bad at all. But I would if I get to pick, I'm taking Chappie. That is the best glove at third in the majors. And the way he's grown as a batter, I'm a huge fan.
I take Chapman too. I'm with you guys. What about in terms of catching the Astros in the AL West? Can they catch the Astros in the AL West?
If we did this 24 hours ago when they were 5.5 back with a game to play against Minnesota, I would have said, you know what? They got a shot. They got enough head-to-head against them that it could happen. Now, for some reason, 6.5 back, going there, off the loss, I don't think they can catch the Astros.
And even if you sweep it, you're still 3.5 back, and 3.5 back at the end of July is still an awful lot.
Remember what happened a couple years ago when they had to catch Texas, and they caught Texas on the final day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough, but I do like where the A's are at in terms of getting a wild card, although it's probably going to be a little tougher just because there's some more name brand talent in that mix. Last year it was basically them or Seattle for one spot, and it was clear already that they were going to be better than Seattle. This year you got the Indians in the mix.
Yep.
You got the Rays who are pretty good and kind of another version of them in the mix, and you've even got the Red Sox on the outside looking in. So some name brand talent they're going to have to beat out for that
slot.
The
Red Sox being a part of that, you know they're going to be active between now and the trade deadline, right?
Apparently the A's are in on Marcus Stroman or Mike Minor. Also, Jarrell Cotton and Sean Manaea could be in play. A.J. Puck started throwing down in the minors. We'll see what the A's do here. I do not think they can catch the Astros. The number three story, fellas, football season is right around the corner. Niners reporting to training camp in 4 days. With that said, what is your number one biggest question surrounding this 49ers football team? Start with you, Coles.
My number one question is the guy under center. Is Jimmy Garoppolo a figment of our imagination? Does he play 16 games? He hasn't total in his career. If he has, it's part of those games have been just in backup mop-up roles. I don't know if the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers is good enough to propel them to become in the discussion for a playoff team. I like Joe Fortenbaugh's idea. You're in the right-hand column in the month of December, which is on Sunday Night Football. They have the teams that are in, the division winners, teams that are in, and then there's a right-hand column, teams who could still make it. Are the Niners going to be there in December? It all hinges on the quarterback, and I'm not convinced number 10 is the guy we all think he is.
Health. Health, health, health. And it with the quarterback, with the secondary, with Nick Bosa, Your first-round pick, it's all about health. They've had seasons get derailed before they even start by health. Jerick McKinnon a year ago.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo week 3. Health is no longer an excuse for this franchise, so they're going to have health.
Yeah, my biggest question, Mark, it could be Jimmy Garoppolo, but it's going to be the secondary. Outside of Richard Sherman, I mean, do we believe in Jaquaski Tartt at safety? Do we believe in Jimmy Ward at safety? Do we believe in Akella Witherspoon at corner? Do we believe in Adrian Colbert at free safety? Do we believe in Jason Verrett coming back from a gruesome injury that he suffered with the Chargers to play cornerback for the 49ers team? It's that secondary. The secondary has to perform. Two interceptions last season, Coles. Two!
The league low. Is the improved pass rush, the perceived,
going to help that secondary?
Is that going to be the difference maker?
We'll see.
Is that part of the reason they only had the two picks? They were never getting any pressure.
Right.
Quarterbacks had a chance to just sit back there and pick them apart?
Yep. That's a good call.
Then Bosa better sign a contract and get into camp and get healthy.
What do you think? We're going to talk Niners in a second here. What do you think happens with this Bosa? His brother Joey Bosa obviously held out with the Chargers. I haven't heard anything about Nick Bosa. And also Deebo Samuel. Another question mark for me is the wide receiver room. You know, Dante Pettis, Deebo Samuel, some young wide receivers, Jalen Hurd out of Baylor, question mark. Marquise Goodwin, heck, he's even a question mark with the squad. Trent Taylor, Kendrick Bourne, who's going to catch passes outside of George Kittle next season?
Those are all great questions. And I was listening this morning to Joe Lowe and Dibs, and it was Lowe who was saying, they said, who's it tougher on, is it Bosa, or is it a pass rusher, or is it a receiver to miss camp? And Lowe's thought was it's the receiver. The pass rusher puts his foot in the dirt, puts his hand in the dirt, and goes up and gets the quarterback. That's it. That's what he does. I mean, we saw with some great guy, you know, we've seen guys come in late and affect games. So maybe it's the wide receiver missing camp if he misses it. But let's not forget, JD, last year, Roquan Smith was the Bears' first-round pick linebacker. He missed virtually all of camp with the same agency because they got to get the wording right on the language right. In the contract.
Yeah.
And his first year was good, but they need better than good. The Niners need better than good.
Right.
I think you need Bosa in camp now. Don't wait 3 weeks into camp to sign the guy.
It's a big-time bad look if he's not ready to go on Saturday.
True.
That if when they hit the field at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, if he's not out there, whether it's because somehow he's injured still or hasn't signed, either of those things, it's a bad look, and it's something that's going to be talked about.
By the way, go to Bonte Steine and Guru Twitter page, at Bonte Steine Guru. There's a poll out right now. Are you in or out on bidets? Right now, 64% are in on bidets.
Thank you.
36% out.
The masses are speaking, and they will continue to speak. You will start to see that tilt even more in my favor, and hopefully Santa Claus brings my wish this Christmas.
By the way, this great Sarah Kawaguchi, who works in the sales department, is sending me tickets for the Yomiuri Giants.
Really?
Sending me ticket pages.
See?
But to buy tickets out there.
Dude, that's awesome.
Thank you, sales department. Thank you. Japanese Baseball League's taking over the show. We'll continue to roll with the 49ers.
We're the rights holders for the Yomiuri Giants now. You're home for Yomiuri Giants baseball.
Mike Sando, fellas, he does this every single season. He ranked all 32 quarterbacks coming into the 2019 season. Where do the Bay Area quarterbacks rank? Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, where do you think they rank on this list? We'll get into that right here on 95.7 The Game. Jim Cozumore, John Dickinson, Bonte Hill, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steine, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What in the heck is this, Pappas? What are they chanting back there?
This is the Teriyaki Boys. It's Tokyo Drift.
Drift to Teriyaki Boys?
Yeah, they're saying, tell me if you know how they live in Tokyo.
Love it.
Did you hear this getting bumped out there?
All the time.
What were they smashing out there? What kind of cars out there in Japan?
They're
driving the RX-7s?
You know what? They are almost every car, I think virtually every car is a hybrid. So it's the quietest traffic you have ever been around. It's a massive city with like 23 million people in Tokyo. It's the quietest massive city you've ever been in. Every car is quiet. I loved it. And they have cool versions. There's a Toyota museum with hundreds of cars that you've never seen that they sell around the world. They don't sell in America.
Huh.
They have got some really awesome looking stuff. Top gear stuff that we've never seen here. I love a lot of their cars.
Damn.
Love them. Yeah, it's an unbelievable culture.
I need to go to Japan soon. Yep. Jim Cozumore in for Matt Stein. It's John Dickinson hanging out in for Daryl DeGuru Johnson. I am Bonte Hill taking you up until 2 p.m. John Heyman will join the show at 1:30 to talk about the Giants and what's happened around Major League Baseball. But let's continue with the 49ers here, fellas. They report to camp Friday. And Mike Sando, the great Mike Sando, who's now writing for The Athletic, ranked all 32 quarterbacks coming into the season. He talked to coaches, executives. And the Bay Area quarterbacks have taken a fall. Last season.
Where were they last year?
Last season, Jimmy Garoppolo, was ranked number 13 on the quarterback list.
Wasn't that high?
Derek Carr was number 12.
I'm okay with that. But wasn't 13 high for Garoppolo? Are they basing it all on 5 wins at the end of the season?
Basically.
Too significant. But 5 overall, and they're basing that to put him at number 13 last year?
Yeah.
I thought that was a lot high. I don't think he should have been in the top 15.
See, I could see him being in the top half.
He hadn't had a season.
I could see top half.
13 last season.
Okay.
This season, fellas.
Yeah.
Guys want to guess where he's ranked?
Well, you know what? He didn't, he played two and a half games. And he was Minnesota.
So as much as you get in the positive for 5 games, you get taken away for
That's a good point.
The 3.
You should probably get sliced a little bit, right? Then you should probably be outside the 15. But he was against Minnesota, and I thought he was against Detroit.
He was against Detroit. because no doubt.
They should have lost that game.
Should have.
If it wasn't for the 12th man.
And if he loses that game, his season, I've said this many times, is a disaster.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Took 6 sacks in that game. Held on to the ball too long.
That's interesting. So, with that said, and again, a 2.5 game window to look at for last season, I'm going to say below 15. He was 13 last year. I'm going to say he was 17.
All right. Jimmy Garoppolo, according to Mike Sando, is ranked number 19. 19. Derek Carr?
Has to be 17.
20.
What?
So for the second straight year, the Bay Area starting quarterbacks are right behind each other, back-to-back on the list.
How is it that you put Garoppolo ahead of Carr? How can anyone sensibly do that? Last year was at times a disaster for Carr, but at times it was fine for 1 year. But at times, he was a former... He could have been an MVP a couple of years ago.
Yeah. 2016.
He got
destroyed
last year.
Yep.
He got beat up. It was a rotten year for the organization because no one knew what direction they were going. It was, you know, it was Gruden saying, well, I didn't approve that trade, or I didn't know this guy was going to get dealt, or I didn't know that they were looking to make this move. So it was really bad. But I'm of the belief that the Raiders are going to be pretty good this year.
Really? Playoff team good?
I think they could be a playoff team. I think they could. I think of the two NFL teams in town for the last year, for the last time, they have the best chance of getting to the Super Bowl of the two.
Wow.
Yes.
Here's my quick takeaway on it, as far as Jimmy Garoppolo goes and him being 19. If he's the 19th best quarterback in the NFL, the 49ers are not making the playoffs, and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are both going to be on the hot seat.
Whew.
That's a great take.
I think so, too.
That's a great.
And if he is the 19th best quarterback, will the Niners pick up that option next year? They have a team option for Jimmy Garoppolo coming up where they can get out of this deal. They'll eat about $4.5 million, something in that neighborhood. If he doesn't play well, fellas, this may be the last season Jimmy Garoppolo wears a 49ers uniform.
Let me ask you this. I test just in the division. Where does he rank in the division? And you have Kyler Murray thrown in there.
I have him third right now.
Yeah, see, so who's he?
You can make the argument that he could be the worst quarterback in the division.
You could, and I don't know what Kyler Murray's going to be. Yeah, I don't know if he's a Big 12 phenom or if he's a real deal.
I can't put Kyler Murray without playing an NFL game ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo.
And I totally understand that.
But do you put Jared Goff and Russell Wilson right now ahead of him?
I mean, Russell Wilson,
for sure,
by far.
Right.
And Jared Goff just got a team to the Super Bowl, and he's led a team to the playoffs a couple of years now.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't the biggest Jared Goff fan coming out of Cal. I still don't love him. I like, he's okay. He's good. He's a good quarterback.
Right.
He's done more in his career than Jimmy Garoppolo has.
When you look at Derek Carr, fellas, is he the third best quarterback in the AFC West? You're going to take Phillip Rivers.
You're definitely
going to take Patrick Mahomes.
I like him.
I don't know who's going to play quarterback in Denver. Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco.
I'll put Carr third.
I put Carr third. He's a strong third in that case. But those first two guys are pretty A-list.
Right.
They're pretty A-list. So I'm going to say, although he's third, he's pretty high up on the third chart, on the number three. You know, here's the thing. If I look at Garoppolo, week one, Garoppolo takes on the Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay, yep.
Is he better than Jameis Winston?
Whew. I can make the argument that Jameis is better.
You can.
Especially under Bruce Arians.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, and Bruce Arians knows, as JD pointed out on Saturday, Bruce Arians knows how to coach against the 49ers. Is Jimmy Garoppolo better than week two's Andy Dalton?
I think so. Oh,
I think so, but I can't say.
Right.
I can't just say yes, absolutely.
Right.
Okay, so I've got two question marks.
Right.
Is Jimmy Garoppolo better than week three's Ben Roethlisberger? No.
Nope. What about week four against Baker Mayfield?
That's going to be a great question. Right now, I would take Baker Mayfield.
Over
Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
I mean, you could make a case that he's done more
in
his
crazy
short career. You could.
That's crazy. Garoppolo's been in the league for 5 years.
And a lot of it, we're hinging a lot on the guy learning from Belichick and Brady. He was there. He was nestled, nurtured.
Steiny brought up something
a
week ago about this situation with Jimmy Garoppolo and the Patriots. Did Bill Belichick, and now we know about Seth Wickersham's story about how Belichick wanted to keep Garoppolo, and there was a power struggle there with Robert Kraft wanting to keep Brady. But really, was that it? Did Belichick say, you know what? I know I got a guy who's not durable, because on the morning show a couple years back, we played the sound last week, JD, Bill Parcells, I don't know where he got his intel from, but he joined the morning show when Garoppolo was going on that little run, that 5-game run. He said, the one thing I worry about is durability. can Garoppolo stay healthy? And a lot of people out there in the business, a lot of people in the industry believe that staying healthy is a skill set.
Let me tell you this. We could think worse of Garoppolo if who was starting when Garoppolo came over?
Brian Hoyer.
Was Hoyer the starter?
Or CJ Beathard. CJ Beathard.
It was Hoyer, then Beathard.
Beathard,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If CJ Beathard does not get a concussion at the end of that game, we may never have seen Jimmy Garoppolo that season. Think
that
about
been
that.
A mistake, too.
Think about, because they kept saying, we said, well, maybe later.
Right.
Well, maybe. He hasn't seen the playbook long enough. He was forced into duty by Beathard's concussion, and then magic happened. But if we had never seen him, and all we saw were 2.5 games last year, wouldn't we be kicking Shanahan and Lynch right now?
Absolutely.
We'd be kicking them. We're living on 5 wins, 2 significant, 3 that really didn't matter. The last one against the Rams when I don't think anyone showed up to that game. I think it was an inter-squad scrimmage for the 49ers. So we're hinging a lot on Garoppolo, and I'm wondering why we're doing that. Because in Week 6, when they take on Jared Goff and the Rams, you taking Garoppolo or you taking Goff? JD, you just said Goff got a team to the Super Bowl.
I'm taking Goff.
Yeah.
What about Week 7? Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State, rookie. Yeah. As promised, you're probably taking Garoppolo,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to take Garoppolo on that.
What about the Panthers? Cam Newton.
I'm taking Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's won an MVP.
Right? Yeah, I'm taking Cam. Yeah. I'm with you.
Right.
Well, Cam.
If he's okay, because he had the problem with the throwing wing.
Right. He just changed his motion, right?
And that's going to be iffy. But still, right now, today,
I'm taking
Cam Newton.
No doubt about it. Then you got Kyler Murray.
So, I'm going to take Garoppolo, but I'm going to put an asterisk next to it. Because is Kyler Murray what he was last year at Oklahoma?
Oh,
or was last year at Oklahoma one of those things that, you know what? They just know what they're doing in Oklahoma offensively.
Think about Kyler Murray. He's always been a winner, whether it's high school football in the great state of Texas,
mm-hmm.
and then at Oklahoma and what he did last season. Once he figured out Alabama and they shook off the rust in the first quarter, he was pretty damn good in that game.
Yeah.
And there was if Garoppolo wasn't around, you could have made the case that Kyler Murray would have been a great fit in Shanahan's office with the boot action game, getting your quarterbacks on a perimeter to mobility there. Kyler Murray's a wild card. All right, Russell Wilson. We're taking Russell Wilson over Garoppolo. Garoppolo. Aaron Rodgers, we're definitely taking him over Garoppolo.
Yep, that's week 12.
Lamar Jackson, Baltimore.
That's interesting.
I'm taking Jimmy.
I would probably take Jimmy. I think they tricked the game up with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
but now that he has a whole offseason, I mean, he clearly can throw and run, right? He's a dual threat quarterback. He did it in college. Yeah. He won with Baltimore, primarily with running.
Yep.
I give it to Garoppolo, but I'm interested in Lamar Jackson to see what they do with him.
Saints, week 13?
Don't even. Drew Brees, that number's retired. He is absolutely the real deal.
Atlanta, Matt Ryan.
I'm taking Matty Ice, and I'm not even thinking twice.
So basically, on this list, we basically took Jimmy Garoppolo over two quarterbacks. Haskins. Kyler Murray, two rookies.
And Lamar Jackson,
who's in his second year.
Make it three quarterbacks. Two of which we haven't seen take a snap yet.
Right.
And the other one won in tricked up fashion.
And the takeaway there is we need to see Jimmy Garoppolo play because we don't know what he is. And the reason we don't know what he is because we haven't seen him play. We got to see him play.
Man, that could be the greatest thing for his career is to not play. He's the guy who gets better the less you see him. You know what I mean?
Well, not last year he didn't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But it's like guys who played the game years ago. You know, one year they hit 25 home runs. By the time they're 75 years old, that story is they hit 50 one year.
Well, Garoppolo, is he the next, say, Scott Mitchell or Rob Johnson, where he shows his flash?
I think he's better than that.
He's better than that? Because remember, Rob Johnson lit it up. What was it, with Jacksonville? He got the 5-year, $25 million deal with the Buffalo Bills. Scott Mitchell, Marino gets hurt early in the season. Mm-hmm. Believe it was at Cleveland. Scott Mitchell lights it up with the Dolphins, gets a big payday with the Lions, doesn't work out.
Nope.
Will Garoppolo be that guy where it's like, man, the promise was there.
He got
the big flashy contract. Boom, gets hurt at Kansas City week 3. Wasn't just, you know, it just wasn't durable.
Is Garoppolo Kirk Cousins or is Garoppolo Alex Smith?
Oh.
And I know you're probably going, I don't like either of those guys. Probably, but I got news
for you. You see JD's face?
Alex Smith got you to an NFC title game.
Right.
All right? Cousins knows he's a 500 quarterback. He said it the other day. He goes, basically, he goes, let's not kid ourselves. I'm a 500 quarterback. I got to be better than that. He does. But is Garoppolo Cousins or is he Alex Smith?
Well, I think he's closer to Cousins at this point.
Ooh, that was the wrong answer, JD. That's not by well, at, that. I at, mean, it's not the one I want.
At this point, he's closer to Cousins because Cousins has been a 500 quarterback, and Garoppolo hasn't played enough for us to know what
right.
he is.
And, they both
and they're both mistake prone. That's the other thing.
Garoppolo.
Alex Smith is not mistake prone.
It's true.
As a quarterback, the other two are that's where I align
right.
Garoppolo and Cousins. They're both.
They'll throw the pick right.
Higher risk, higher reward, but it's higher risk for sure. And there isn't as much risk with Alex, which is why teams that are buttoned up in other areas are able to win with Alex.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1, San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Jim Colzenmore to my right, JD right in front of me, John Dickinson, Bonte Hill here on 95.7 The Game. John Heyman will join us in about 29 minutes right here on 95.7 The Game to talk about the Giants and what they should do at the trading deadline, especially with Madison Bumgarner. Do you buy or sell Mad Bum? But let's talk some 49ers here as they are reported at camp. Big time of the year. Training camp is starting around the league. We see the Falcons out there in Flowery Branch, Georgia. The Broncos have started. Niners report to camp Friday in Santa Clara. Then they get on the practice field Saturday. And the big question is Jimmy Garoppolo. What's up with Jimmy G? Where's Nick Bosa at? Will he sign a deal? Will he be in camp on time? Debo Samuel, second-round pick out of South Carolina, Coles hasn't signed yet.
I think that's
he's got to get the rhythm with Jimmy G.
Exactly, and you can do all you want now if Jimmy G's holding the quarterback camp. You know, where these a lot of times quarterbacks will run their own off-season
right.
camp where they'll call the receivers because they've made the big money. They fly in the receivers. They have them stay at their crib for a week,
yep.
and they're working on plays at the high school field.
Right.
And that's great, but it's not with the keen eye of a receivers coach, of an offensive coordinator,
right.
of a head coach, of a general manager. It's not everybody honing your skill. And I think you need to be around it, especially for a young guy. I wish we had Lowe at this point. I just want to ask, you know, I want to know how important it is to be in the DNA of an NFL camp
right.
when you're coming. I don't care if you're Bosa coming from an elite program or where you're coming from. The difference of an NFL camp, how is that for a rookie to step into no matter what the expectation is?
888-957-9570. Where do you rank Jimmy Garoppolo when it comes to NFL quarterbacks? Is number 19 accurate? Is he the 19th best quarterback? Derek Carr, is that accurate? Being the 20th best quarterback, according to Mike Sando of The Athletic. I want to know.
888-957-9570. Where's Matthew Stafford on this?
Oh, where is Matthew Stafford? Let me pull this up here.
Yeah, I want to see where Matthew Stafford is.
I'm not a big Stafford fan. By the way, Aaron Rodgers, number one. How could you put anybody outside of Tom Brady?
I agree.
Like
to get conversation started.
Patrick Mahomes there in the top five. Andrew Luck. Where is Matthew Stafford?
I'm looking at the list. Would you take Jimmy Garoppolo to be Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford, number 11 on the list. I'm not a big Stafford fan.
He could put up numbers. He's
he
a
can.
Great fantasy quarterback.
He is.
But he's not a winner. Is that because he's not a winner, or that is just a hellhole of an organization?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think, again, it comes down to mistake prone. Like, your overall talent has to outweigh your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think his overall talent and his impact on winning has outweighed the mistakes. And then you couple the franchise aspect in
right.
it and not being maybe the best franchise, that plays a role in it as well. This is also broken down into tiers. There's
right.
a tier one. Now, they are ranked 1 to 32.
Sure.
But it's also broken down to tiers. Jimmy Garoppolo, a tier 3 quarterback. Let me give you some of the other names
yeah.
that are in
okay,
the,
let
that
me
are,
hear
that are in the tier
right.
3.
With.
Cam Newton. Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
Wow, that's interesting that we brought up Cousins.
Dak Prescott.
Wow.
Nick Foles.
You know what? I would take Garoppolo over Prescott, but go ahead. Nick
I wouldn't
Foles.
Take him over Dak. I like Dak.
You like Dak?
I like Dak.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr.
Interesting.
Joe Flacco. Andy Dalton. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not.
No, they have the votes broken down here.
Oh, okay.
Tier 2, tier 3, tier 4.
Jameis Winston.
Right.
Eli wow. Manning. Mitch Trubisky, I got to be missing something here. Mariota, Darnold. Oh, no, Mariota, Darnold are all tier threes. These are all tier threes.
So there are a lot of guys who are lumped into that very category. Yeah. Right. Let me ask you this.
Why is Cam Newton in a tier with Jimmy Garoppolo? Should he be
ridiculous.
In tier two?
I agree he should be a tier two guy. Let me ask you this. If right now I gave you the chance as the 49ers to flip-flop quarterbacks with the Raiders for this coming season, would you feel better with Carr as your quarterback with what the 49ers have? Or do you stay with Garoppolo?
That's a hell of a question, man. Hell of a question.
I know. Would the Niners be better with Carr? Would the Raiders be worse with Garoppolo? Or would...
That's a hell of a question.
So
man.
That's so... Then I mean,
I'd stick it out with Jimmy.
95795. Or hit us up 888-957-9570.
That's a hell of a question.
Yeah, I'd like to know if you're a...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.